I really need to be in school now. But since this was a new job, I decided it would just be too much.
Too much. Yeah, you're starting to get in and
right, if I was in my
in.
Teens, it wouldn't be so bad. Early.
But that is true, especially like in a situation like you're moving into a school. Mm-hmm. And,
you know. Say I'm 43 today.
I always forget that just doesn't seem possible.
I tell people that they, there's not too many people believe it.
You don't have any wrinkles. What do you do? Yeah, I mean, really, what is your secret? Tell me your secret.
Right? Really, my mother told me when I was young and never used anything strong on my face.
Uh-huh.
She's saying you won't have wrinkles, but if you use all these different kinds of creams and things when you're young,
mm-hmm.
say when you get older, you'll wind up most of the time with wrinkles.
Oh, really?
That's why. And I've always used Jergen lotion, and they put out this intensive care
Vaseline.
And I started using it. You know, it hasn't been out too long.
You put that on your face?
Mm-hmm.
And that really?
This is all I ever use.
And that's all you use?
And a lot of people say, do you wash your face in soap and water? I say, yes. They say, aren't you afraid it's going to dry your skin? But my skin is real oily. You can look at my face now and tell how oily, you know, shiny it looks. And I don't, I said, well, I don't feel clean unless I use soap.
That's why you look so young. Because the oil, I bet. Because the oil.
Well, maybe this could be.
I bet that's it. Because having oily type skin, maybe it keeps you from having.
Maybe this
maybe
is true.
If it dries out, it makes the wrinkles more. Maybe that's why you don't have wrinkles.
I don't know, but she told me when I was young to never use any strong, you know, different.
Well, first time I saw you when you came to our fridge, I thought you were not the right one. I thought you must have been the sister of the one that I was supposed to. No, I'm telling you the truth, right? Honest, across my heart, because I thought, no, you couldn't be over 40. I was supposed to have someone, you know, over 40. And I thought, oh, no, this is the sister or something. You know, you couldn't be the one. But maybe that's the reason. That's a blessing, maybe, to have oily skin.
I don't know, but
you
I usually have to take Kleenex or something or tissue and wipe
this
oil off.
Yeah, but that's great not to have wrinkles, so it's worth it not to have wrinkles. Okay. Okay. Oh, yeah, back to the couple. And if a couple were dating before they got engaged, they would say that the boy would be her
fiancé.
Okay.
Some people say boyfriend.
Boyfriend, okay. And then say the girl would be his
girlfriend.
And, like if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother might say, oh, you've been
out.
And if he had lipstick on his collar, you might think he'd been.
Well, I'd say he'd been out with probably his girlfriend, Mira, whatever her name would be.
Okay. Did you ever hear him, especially an old-fashioned name, talking about, instead of saying kissing, I've ever heard people say smooching.
Yes, smooching. I started to say that because I've heard that a lot.
Especially from the older people and other kinds. Now, if
younger people don't use that,
no,
they usually refer to the girlfriend or the boyfriend of the person.
If this couple were supposed to get married, and instead she ran off and married somebody else, what would they say she did to him?
Gypped him.
Now, if she didn't, and you'd say they went ahead and got
married.
Now, at a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom would be the
father.
And well,
I'm sorry, that's right.
If it was a friend of the groom, it would be the. Of course, it could be his father.
I'm sorry, I was thinking about the girl when I said that. I really didn't mean that. Usually it's the best man.
Yes, man, right. And then the girl that stands up with the bride would be the
bridemaid.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard, now this is another thing probably older people used to do, that when a person would get married, they would go to their house and serenade them when the couple first got married?
No more than reading things our literature.
Literature, right. Mm-hmm. You don't know that. Now, in terms of